Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I want to tell you about a really cool event that's coming up that's going to help kids also. So I'll let the guy that knows all about this, who's the leader and the executive director of Woodburn Christian Children's Home, Joe Hines. He's the one that can tell you all about it. Joe, it's a pleasure to have a few minutes with you. Tell us about Woodburn Christian Children's Home if somebody doesn't know.
Thank you, Melissa. Woodburn Christian Children's Home is a residential children's home, a 33-acre campus. We have a Christian family living experience as our model. We help children ages 6 through 21 and very much come alongside a lot of families who need help as well. Grandmas and grandpas who are mom and dad, that's okay. Predominantly one of our placement models. We also come alongside families who are struggling with an adoption or just children who have just kind of lost their way. And so through our Christian counseling, through our on-grounds tutoring, through our Christian family living experience with the live-in house parents, we really try to stand still in the lives of children. One of our greatest mottos that kind of tells the whole story is we don't raise victims. We raise overcomers at the Woodburn Christian Children's Home.
Love it.
And it's good stuff, I tell you. It's been around since 1972.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's been around. I mean, I've known the name and know the ministry for many years, so it's exciting to see that you're still there, still helping so many families and young people that are in a difficult situation. So we want to keep that going. We want the mission to keep going. And you've got a special event coming up a week from tomorrow on Saturday, October 19th, I understand. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. It's a tremendous thing. This is our 15th annual benefit auction.
Wow.
We're talking 400 to 600 people coming to this.
Oh, we're awesome.
We're in a new venue. We've outgrown the Woodburn Community Center. Great friends who have provided that venue. Now we're at the Woodland High School.
Oh,
fantastic. And they've opened their doors to us. And this is a great community event, everything. So we've got over 125 live auction items.
Oh,
over 175 silent auction items. We're talking, we have condo rental units all over the country, Smoky Mountain, cabins. We have Sarasota, Florida, Panama City. We have fishing trips to Canada. We also have a whole bunch of great donations from Vera Bradley. We have a Challenger outdoor kitchen with a large egg, a 22-foot boat. Oh, yeah.
Woo.
People have donated all of this, 100% donation. Sponsors. We've had great sponsor turnout, so it's just what is a meal involved. Everything's on the website. Just the whole actually auction listing was just put up there on the website. You can see all the different items we have for auction, and every penny goes directly into our ability and willingness to place children in our program who have no financial means to pay.
Wow,
that's a huge percentage. So we have a core value to place a child regardless of their ability to pay.
Okay.
And we have a core value to not accept any county, state, or federal funding.
Wow.
We believe it is God's mandate for the Christian community to rally around children who are discouraged and their families and to provide them hope.
Joe, that's amazing. Amen and amen to that. So I know that a lot of people want to come to this, the hog roast, the silent auction, live auction, and this is going to be the 15th annual benefit auction on Saturday, October the 19th. And again, you said at Woodland Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. And we'll do this for you, Joe. We want everybody to know about this and come be a part of it. We're going to put that on my Conversations link right now. So we want to send you there. If you want to come be a part of this, that's on star883.com. Click on Conversations, or you can hear this interview back or check the link there by texting the word Conversations to our O'Daniel text line at 260-407-8830.